Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's education reporter Keely Bultina joins us today. We're going to talk about Senate Bill 55. It's an education bill that was approved by the state Senate last week, gaining a little bit of national attention. Opponents say it's anti-science. Proponents say it promotes academic freedom. Keely, welcome to In the Moment again.
Thank you.
Give us an overview of what the bill is, or maybe this one you can even read it to us because it's fairly short.
It is not a long one. The actual content of the bill is one full sentence. It says, "No teacher may be prohibited from helping students understand, analyze, critique, or review in an objective scientific manner the strengths and weaknesses of scientific information presented in courses being taught which are aligned with the content standards established pursuant to a law."
All right. What's it mean?
A lot of different people have a lot of different ideas on that. Proponents of the bill say that this allows teachers to bring in additional scientific theories that may be in conflict with the main one that they're being taught. For instance, the Big Bang, that there are other scientific theories that could account for the creation of the universe. And they want to make sure that teachers feel empowered to discuss that with their students. Opponents say that already happens. We allow that. We definitely encourage teachers to do that. It's written in the content standards and it's in practice. So we don't need a law like this. And they're concerned that it will bring in additional materials that are outside of the curriculum, which they think is a problem.
And that are unscientific is what they're concerned with.
Right. Because one of the problems that an opponent talked about with the bill is that in this language of objective scientific manner, there aren't definitions for objective or scientific. So what one person may consider real science, another may say that doesn't make sense, or that theory is flawed, or the way that they figured that out is wrong, and there's no way to filter that out. And the concept of having these understood portions of science is that lots of people agree on them and that, you know, they've been vetted appropriately.
So what are folks saying in peer about it?
One of the focuses is strengths and weaknesses. You heard that in the text of the bill itself. And the concept is, from the proponent side of Senate Bill 55, that the content standards right now provide for specific theories and then build around those theories. So we talked about the Big Bang. Proponent Senator Phil Johnson says that a theory like the Big Bang does have structure around scientific evidence. And the standards say we should allow competing ideas, but the standards don't actually present multiple theories. They present only the Big Bang theory. So he says that's true, too, with evolution, that we talk about Darwinian evolution, we don't talk about other theories of evolution. And that with climate change, we talk about that it is, you know, man-made. He doesn't talk about other theories of it. And he thinks that this bill allows those conversations to go beyond just the what is established as the theory. Opponents say that already happens. Opponents say that, sure, this is the agreed upon theory because it is this big consensus of people. And so we go with that and then we bring other theories in, but they're weaker. So we already talk about the strengths and weaknesses of the Big Bang. Nobody says this is exactly how it went. And we know that because everybody agrees nobody was around to see it.
Are we talking, when you talk about an alternative theory of evolution, are we talking about Genesis? When we talk about an alternative theory of the Big Bang, are we talking about the Bible here? Is this what they're saying should be allowed to be an alternate theory to the science curriculum?
Proponents of the bill say no is the answer to that question. They say that for things like the Big Bang theory or the theory of evolution, that there are other ways to explain that than just that particular one. They say we talk about evolution from Darwin, but there are other theories of evolution that are not a God-created man. So those are the sort of theories that they point to as being what they want included in the discussions in the classroom. It gets murky. And we just talked about State Senator Phil Johnson. He had this interaction with Wade Pogany, who's with the Associated School Boards. And you can kind of hear how it's a little bit confusing. And they very much disagree over these 36 words.
You said religion can be brought in. I see this as only dealing with scientific information taught in class in courses that are aligned with the content standards. Now, where can religion slip into that?
If you take the content standards that deal with evolution, even Big Bang theory, some of those, And if the teacher's views were allowed to be looking at analyzing various viewpoints of that, you would then have to take the opposite side of that, which could be a religious view of creationism. You could bring that into the discussion. And this bill clearly allows for that to happen.
So different people certainly think different things about what this really short bill does.
Do we have any scientists represented in the testimony last week?
The testimony included a scientist who opposes the measure. Rhea Waldman says that she's testifying as herself, and the reason she has concerns about this bill is that concept of not being able to understand what is objective and scientific to people. When she was asked about, shouldn't we respect all opinions in the classroom? Her response was, opinions don't have a place in science. Mm-hmm.
The facts are there. So once you call something a scientific theory, I would rely on it. Otherwise, it's an hypothesis. If something is an hypothesis, it's still in the works and there are still disputes and we're not quite sure where it is at. Basically, every scientist can come up with an hypothesis. Once it gets into scientific theory, enough scientists have agreed on the evidence that as a scientist, I would say this is something you would believe in, you would put in a, you know, in a school book and teach other people, because we are as sure as we can be right now, considering all the evidence, that this is a fact.
So that's one example of, I think her example she was looking at was the Big Bang Theory there, where she's saying this is a group of scientists from all over doing all sorts of experiments and all sorts of thinking, and they agree on this. So it's the best explanation we have right now, and it's been, you know, run through many, many tests. So that's what we're going with until we have something different. And she's concerned other things don't follow that scientific process.
Which is how it made it into the curriculum in the first place.
Right.
Is the argument there.
Yes.
What are teachers saying about the bill?
State Senator Jeff Monroe is the prime sponsor of the bill, and he says he has talked with people in everyday life, but also teachers who say that they don't feel comfortable, they don't feel empowered to talk about things that are not creationism, that are still scientific theories, but that disagree with the main theory that is established in the education standards. He has two really specific examples of this.
I had one teacher, nameless, who showed the development, who would show how embryos develop, things like this, was told, knock it off. I had another one that expressed frustration at the fact that she was forced to teach previously global warming, now climate change, forced to teach that as a fact. And couldn't bring anything else in that, that she was forced, as someone who had conflict with that, to actually instruct the kids along that line in her classroom.
Another proponent of the measure is Brian Johnson. He testified in front of the committee. He's a parent from Rapid City. He also calls himself a science geek, and he has kids. So he's talking about this and looking into it. He says that he talked with teachers and said, if there's something that you know is scientifically based and it's not in the textbook, would you teach that anyway? And he says some teachers he talked to said, yeah, absolutely. It's based in science. I'm going to talk about that. That's what's important for a well-rounded discussion with the kids. And he said that wasn't the case with everybody.
I don't know. They squinted and they kind of cocked their head and they looked around. And eventually they'd say, you know, I don't think I would. I would ask why. Why not? I mean, it's science, right? And they were like, I really like my job. I love what I do. I don't think I'd take the chance. I just don't think I'd take the chance of being put under disciplinary action or a black mark on my record. And that was when it came back to me that we're all different.
And because we're different, he says that we have different ideas and should be able to explore those different realms. And then you get back into that cycle of, but are teachers already able to do that? And if we have content standards, is there a reason for that, which would be local control?
That is the next logical question, which is, who gets to make this decision? Is it, should it be peer?
The proponents of the bill say peer isn't making the decision, but rather allowing teachers to make the decision. State Senator Jeff Monroe calls this a citizen's bill because he points out that all of the opposition is from people he calls education professionals. He says his ideas don't really have traction with them right now, but these ideas are coming from people in the community. Now, the flip side of that is that some education professionals are concerned that we are going beyond the content standards and beyond what is acceptable for the curriculum that's decided at the state level. Mary McCorkle is the president of the South Dakota Education Association.
Is the bill about protecting teachers, or is it about expanding the curriculum beyond what a school district decides is the appropriate curriculum for its students? If it's about protecting teachers, those protections already exist. If it's about curriculum, those decisions belong at the local level.
And that local level concept is something that opponents kept talking about, even though proponents did too. It's this idea that you have a local school board, you have local teachers weighing in on curriculum, you have the opportunity as a parent or a member of the community to talk to them and to voice your concerns. And then that panel of people who live this every day is who is making the final decision in this. And it's underneath this overarching content standard that the state establishes so that we don't get a lot of extra theories in. Now, some people think extra theories are better, and even if they've been widely debunked, State Senator Ernie Otten says he looks at this bill and thinks, let's pass it. It's simple and it's good.
What about the flat earthers out there? What if you had somebody in there that was now teaching flat earth? How about not landing on the moon? And so as I started thinking about some of those things, then I started asking myself, well, really, what would be so bad about that? To have somebody actually challenge you for once in your life that what you're actually believing in is wrong.
The quest for making sure that we have as many ideas as possible that are real and that people can explore and that students can analyze and critique. Scientists, teachers say it still has to be within the realm of reality. So I don't know whether teaching students that there are alternative theories to
the moon landing,
I don't know that that's within a scientific standard that we have now. So people are trying to get at this idea that students should have personal freedom to explore and teachers should be able to talk about things without being muzzled. But they're doing it from such drastically different angles,
right,
that they disagree on the real ramifications of Senate Bill 55.
So it reads like a simple bill, but there's a lot going on underneath the surface of it.
This is not the last time you'll hear about this.
All right, Keely Bultina, thanks for bringing it to us.
You're welcome.